Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America, online, thisweekinamerica.us. A refugee's escape, a prisoner's promise, and a daughter's painful secret converge in the new inspirational feature film, Beautifully Broken, based on a true story. Three fathers fight to save their families. Their lives become intertwined in an unlikely journey across the globe, where they learn the healing power of forgiveness and reconciliation. Starring in Beautifully Broken is Benjamin Onyango, a Kenyan-born actor and producer known for his films Tears of the Sun and God's Not Dead, TV credits including The X-Files, General Hospital, Two Worlds, The Shield, and Dysfunctionally Organized. Growing up, Benjamin was involved in music and acting. His teen years, a lead guitarist for the only rock band in Nairobi. He left Kenya in 1987 to study in the U.S., and now starring in the new film Beautifully Broken in theaters nationwide Friday, August 24th. Benjamin Onyango with us on This Week in America. Benjamin, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you so much. I'm glad to be here.
So looking forward to this. This is a film for everybody, an inspirational film with a powerful story. A powerful story. The gentleman you play, William Wizerwa, is a real-life Rwandan businessman. Talk about this character and what he had to go through to bring his family to the U.S.
Yes, I play this amazing person. When you meet him in real life, you'll be just as thrilled as I am when I met him. Yes, he's this actually happened in 1994 when the Rwanda genocide took place. He escaped, you know, by the grace of God. He escaped with his wife, pregnant wife, and ran all night with the child, and ran all night, you know, into Uganda, ran some days into Kenya, ended up in a refugee camp. He was there for 3 years, and then there's a missionary was looking for people who qualify in this to send to either America or Europe or whatever, and he qualified because of his refugee status, and he was sent to Nashville, where he lives to this day. And he started this Legacy Mission Village, which is a refugee ministry to help refugees just like he was a refugee himself. So this guy is just an amazing person, and that's the person I'm portraying in this movie.
In this genocide, nearly a million people were killed, and just in little over 100 days, he has this opportunity to come to the United States, but he has to come alone, and he really struggled with that, didn't he? He did not want to leave the family behind.
Yes, it was a trying time, because there he was, you know, in a strange place. You don't really have a, you know, in those shelters in the refugee camps, you know, there's really not much. And then you tell me you're going to take me by myself to America, you know, that's kind of, it was a trying time, but he had a good wife who encouraged him and said, you know what, you just go and then you'll be able to provide for us. And that's exactly what happened. And despite how he was feeling, he went to America and indeed called for them, and they came, and they're all here now. You know, it's a great story. Very story of a lot of love, redemption, reconciliation, and all that stuff happening, all rolled up in one.
And it's amazing how forces bring people together. In fact, some people say this is almost a script written by God. If Hollywood would have written it, nobody would have believed it, but it's a true story. When he gets here, I talk about the fathers and intertwined. Talk about the role of Randy Hartley, a real-life character who became friends with William and what they shared.
Yeah, when you follow the story itself, is really centered about this Randy Hartley, you know, the American father who went to great lengths, even if that journey took him all the halfway throughout the world to Africa to save his family. That's exactly what he did. He went to Rwanda. He was facing a family crisis in his own house. Something had happened to his child, but the child luckily was communicating with another child in Africa. You know, they were pen pals. That child was also going through other things. You know, father was in prison and all that kind of stuff. You know, but this is the only person that this American child opened up to. So the father decided, you know what, maybe we should take this kid to meet the other child and maybe things will change. And that's exactly how the two families came to be together. So he made the journey halfway through the world to Africa, to Rwanda. The two met, and with another family again, the third one, that spared their lives, you know. And this is how this whole story comes together, you know.
We're talking about the movie Beautifully Broken in theaters nationwide, August 24th. Benjamin Onyango, the star of the movie, is with us on This Week in America. A couple minutes left in the program. Let's talk about the response that you've had so far. In some of the screenings, this movie has really struck home with people, hasn't it? It's got a very powerful message.
Yes, yes, it has. We've got really, really amazing reviews. Every place that we've watched it, people come out, you know. So, I'll give you a personal example of my friend. I have a friend, his name is H.G. Wells, who faced tragedy. His wife died last month, you know, just all of a sudden died. And then I told him, H.G., I'm going to Nashville. I know you're having a hard time. Let's go. You just something to get you out of the house. So yesterday, he watched the movie. And this man sat there and told me, Benjamin, this movie touched me. And now there I was sitting broken. And I see how God can turn things around for my good. And so that's the kind of movie this is. You know, everywhere we've gone, and that's my personal experience, a friend whose wife died. But that's the same reaction that we get everywhere we go when we film it, when we screen this movie. It's an amazing movie, very powerful.
The movie is Beautifully Broken in theaters nationwide, August 24th, starring Benjamin Onyango, our guest on the program. If you go to the website beautifullybrokenmovie.com, you can find out where the movie is close by to you in the hour, so you can be sure to check it. You can link on to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and go directly there, beautifullybrokenmovie.com. Benjamin, looking forward to the movie. Thank you so much for sharing that with us on the program today.
Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. Once again, the movie is Beautifully Broken, website beautifullybrokenmovie.com. You're listening to This Week in America online, thisweekinamerica.us.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.